This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, we're beginning to hear from decision makers in our region about a report advocating we try harmonizing tolling in our region. News 1130's Allison Bailey has been speaking with the chair of the Mayor's Council on Regional Transportation, and she is live with us right now in studio for a follow-up to a story we brought you this morning on News 1130. So first off, Allison, what is Greg Moore's reaction to this report from the Eco-Fiscal Commission?
Well, Jim, he welcomes the report, saying it really adds validity to the idea as a viable option for our region. He's also impressed with the research that is behind this report. It all comes from a group of economists from universities across the country. Now, the report is recommending cities across the country look at options for congestion pricing and that they launch pilot projects that carry out the concept in a way that fits each municipality. So for Metro Vancouver, it suggests having congestion fees on all bridges that would vary depending on the time of day. So they'd be higher during rush hour, lower during off-peak times. Now, road pricing is an idea that the mayors are looking at to fund transit and transportation improvements as well. I asked Moore whether this report increases the possibility of the mayor's council pushing for road pricing, and this is what he had to say.
Well, it's something that we've always had on the agenda, and when we developed the mayor's 10-year plan a year and a half ago, road pricing was a second tranche of funding, as well as policy management that we thought in about year five of the plan should be implemented, because we think there needs to be a large discussion with citizens and society about what road pricing means. I think this Eco-Fiscal Commission will help spur on that discussion about what road pricing means. How can it be implemented here in Metro Vancouver?
So, Allison, even if this discussion does take place and there is a consensus built, there are a number of challenges before anything like this could happen.
Yes, particularly at the provincial level, a number of changes need to happen, Jim, before any of this could go ahead. Premier Christy Clark has said that we would need to have another referendum in order for any kind of road pricing to go ahead.
Well, with road pricing or congestion pricing, there needs to be actually a couple pieces of legislation that change. One, the referendum legislation would have to change, or like you said, you'd have to go through a referendum. Plus, the province has a tolling policy that states that there has to be at least one free alternative to a tolling structure. So you'd have to have that change as well. And so that's a big discussion, and I think the province needs to be a part of it. The mayors need to be a part of it, as well as, you know, the business community and citizens, because this could affect how citizens get around our region, as well as how businesses also operate.
Allison, it doesn't sound like the mayors are really all that enthusiastic, at least from what we've been able to discern so far, about having another referendum.
No, exactly. So whether that in fact would go ahead, or whether the mayors would speak out in opposition to that if that were the option that the premier was willing to go ahead with, it remains to be seen.
But so where is he going to take this idea from here?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think he's interested to see what kind of discussion it brings about. He said he's curious to see whether it sparks some new discussion. He'd like to see what ideas do come out of it, what the level of enthusiasm is in the region. And of course, this would involve all levels of government. So it really does depend on the province and the federal government as well. This report is recommending the federal government support or fund these pilot projects.